Islam is a religion of life. Islam is a religion which balances the worldly life and the life to come. According to Islam, the worldly life is like a farm in which a Muslim sows the seeds of good deeds in all aspects of life in order to reap the rewards of his hard work both in this life and the hereafter. This endeavor requires an optimistic attitude, dedication, seriousness, and determination, which is obvious in the following points. Developing the earth. The Quran says, "He brought you into being from the earth and made you its inhabitants." Surat Hud, 1161. Allah created us and placed us on this earth, commanding us to develop it and establish a civilization to benefit humanity in a way that does not contradict Islamic teachings. Indeed, He considers doing so an act of worship for which its doer will be rewarded, even if it is done in times of great turmoil and under terrifying circumstances, such as the Day of Judgment. The Prophet once said, "If the Day of Judgment takes place, and you recognize the event, while a man is holding a palm tree seedling to plant in the soil, let him, if he can, plant it." Musnad Ahmad, 2712. Maintaining social relationships. Islam calls its adherents to cooperate with people around them, regardless of their culture and religion, in order to establish civilization and build a healthy society. It urges them to associate with them and build relationships of the highest order, governed by the sublime moral standards Islam teaches. It also warns them against isolation and withdrawal from society, considering such a course not being the right method naturally adopted by those dedicated to preaching Islam and calling to its sublime principles. Indeed, the Prophet once observed that a believer who mixes with people and endures their harm is far better than one who does not associate with them altogether. Sunan Ibn Majah, 4032. Knowledge acquisition. It was not a coincidence that the first word revealed to the Prophet was read. In fact, Islam stresses the importance of acquiring beneficial knowledge in all fields of human interest, and considers such a path that a Muslim follows to seek knowledge a path that actually leads to paradise. As the Prophet said, "Whoever treads a path in search of knowledge, Allah will ease the way to paradise for him." Sahih Ibn Hibban, 84. In fact, Islam has never witnessed a conflict between religion and science, as is the case in other religions. On the contrary, it has always supported it and called its adherents to acquire it and teach it to others, as long as it is bound to benefit mankind. Islam even honors those who teach people and impart knowledge to them, holding them in high esteem and promising them abundant rewards. The Prophet informs us in one of his traditions that all Allah's creation prays for those who impart beneficial knowledge to people. Sunan at-Tirmidhi, 2685.